welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how dressage is scored. So since the Olympic Games in 2012, dressage has never been so popular, but often new people to the sport are left a bit confused as to how the scoring works in dressage, and consequently how that score is then turned into penalties for eventing. Now if this is you, then you're in the right place, because in this podcast episode we're going to give you a helpful guide on how dressage is scored. So in a nutshell, a dressage test is made up of a series of movements, and each movement is awarded a mark out of 10. Now at the end of the test, all the marks are then added together and turned into a percentage where the highest percentage wins. Now for eventing, the dressage percentage is then converted into penalties, and we'll show you how to do that later on in this podcast. But firstly, we're going to talk about affiliated and unaffiliated competitions, because it's important to note that there are two different types of competitions. So firstly, let's talk about affiliated competitions. So these are the ones that are run under the rules and regulations of a governing body, such as British Dressage. Now this ensures that all the competitions are run to a specific industry standard and that they are judged by someone who is qualified and experienced enough to do so. Now to enter in these competitions, both the horse and rider need to be registered with the governing body in question, and they usually have to pay a membership fee. Now there is also unaffiliated competitions, and these can be run by any venue and can be judged by anyone. However, the number of unaffiliated events that are using registered judges is increasing, and this is largely due to competitor demand for informed and useful feedback on their performance. Now, the plus side of competing in an unaffiliated event is that it's usually much cheaper, with lower entry fees and zero membership fees. So now let's move on to talk about the dressage judges. Now, at affiliated competitions, only judges who are registered and qualified with the governing body is permitted to officiate, and the judge must also be qualified to judge the level of the class. Now, all judges are highly trained and must attend regular judge training seminars at the level appropriate to their status in order to remain a judge. Now, this helps to ensure that industry standards of scoring are maintained throughout the sport. Now, if you want to know more about this process, you can search in our podcast archives for an episode titled How to Become a Dressage Judge. So now let's move on to the actual scoring of a dressage test. Now, as mentioned earlier, dressage tests comprise of a number of set exercises that are then scored by the judge from 1 to 10, with half marks being used where appropriate. Now you can score a 0 for a movement, but that is only if you fail to show that movement altogether. Now each mark correlates to a predetermined standard that all registered judges are trained to observe. So the current scale of marking is as follows. So 0 equals not performed, 1 equals very bad, 2 equals bad, 3 equals fairly bad, 4 equals insufficient, 5 equals sufficient, 6 equals satisfactory, 7 equals fairly good, 8 equals good, 9 equals very good, and 10 equals excellent. For example, a movement that is considered to be fairly good will be rewarded with a mark of 7.0. Now, a movement that falls short of the required standard will be deemed unsatisfactory and therefore will receive a mark of 4.0. Now, if the movement is excellent, the judge should award a mark of 10, and so on. But generally, it is the marks from 4 to 9 that are most commonly used. But please note that when it comes to awarding marks, we are unable to tell you everything that goes through a judge's brain when they are deciding what score to give for each movement. Well, we could go through it, but this podcast episode would be 10 times longer. But if you want more information on what determines a score of an 8 over a score of a 7, then please feel free to check out our other podcast episodes and also our blog posts on dressage movements. Within these, we outline what the judges are looking for in that particular movement and give you hints and tips on how to ride it correctly, giving you a greater chance of a winning mark. So now let's go on to discuss the collective marks. So the final four marks on the score sheet relate to the collective marks, and these are for pacers, impulsion, submission, and rider. Now these marks are arrived at based on the competitor's overall performance during the test. Now again, these are given a score out of 10 based on the scaling mark that we discussed earlier. Now these scores are often then doubled. For example, if you were awarded a 7.5 for your horse's paces, this would then total 15 points. So what happens if you go wrong during your test? Now, if you make a mistake and take the wrong course during the test, the judge will ring the bell and stop you. Now, he or she will explain to you where you've gone wrong and will then tell you from where they want you to continue riding the test. Now, if your mind has gone blank, you may ask someone to call the remainder of the test for you, provided that the class is not a championship. Now, for the first error of course, you will lose 2 marks. And if you go wrong twice, you'll lose another 4 marks, making your total deductions 6 marks. Now, a third error of course will result in elimination, although you may be allowed to continue the test at the judge's discretion. Now, there are other penalties that you can get while riding a dressage test. For example, minor infringements of dress code, because if you forget to wear gloves, you will be penalised too, usually by a deduction of 2 marks. However, you should check the current rulebook for the organisation that you are competing under, as penalties do slightly differ and they can often change each season. And remember to pay extra attention to the tack and equipment that is permitted by your dressage organisation for the level that you are competing at, as incorrect tack can result in immediate elimination. So now let's move on to discuss what is considered a good dressage score. So a score of 65% or over is usually classed as a decent score, because if you scored 65%, then this would mean that your average score per movement was 6.5, which, when looking at the scale of marking that we discussed earlier, is between satisfactory and fairly good. So now let's talk about how we go about deciding who is the winner of the class. So all the marks that you have received are then totaled, and the final figure is converted into a percentage. And that is done by taking the total number of marks awarded, dividing it by the total number of marks available, and then timesing it by 100. And then the horse and rider combination that scores the highest percentage will win the class or the section. Now, should 2 or more combinations score the exact same percentage, the horse and rider with the highest collective scores will take the leading position. And then the scores, together with the judges' comments, are recorded on a dressage score sheet that the riders are able to take home at the end of the class. So now let's talk about how you go around turning a dressage score into an eventing score. So in eventing, the dressage percentage score is turned into a penalty score simply by subtracting the percentage from 100. For example, if you scored 74% on your dressage test, this would equate to an eventing penalty of 26, because 100 minus 74 equals 26. So to wrap this episode up, we hope that we have helped answer all of your questions about how dressage is scored. Now, if you are new to this equestrian sport, we recommend that you first enter you and your horse into a local unaffiliated event before you splash out on registering for an affiliated competition. And this will give you an idea of where you and your horse are in your training, and it will also allow you to dip your toes into the water to see if you enjoy it. Now, if you have any more questions when it comes to scoring and competing in dressage, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other articles, free stuff, competitions, books and training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.